Good morning. This is the Early Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Monday, June 2nd. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, Google looks to expand internet service via satellite, Arm Holdings wants to get into the wearable tech industry, and a preview of Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference. Those stories and more as we continue.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Google plans to spend more than $1 billion on a fleet of satellites, hoping to extend internet access to unwired regions of the globe. Details still remain in flux, but according to people familiar with the project, Google will start with 180 small, high-capacity satellites orbiting the Earth at lower altitudes than traditional satellites. Google's project is the latest effort by a Silicon Valley company to extend internet coverage from the sky to help grow their user base and ultimately boost earnings. Samsung Electronics said today that it would start selling its Samsung Z smartphone in the third quarter. The device would run on Samsung's homegrown operating system Tizen, which is part of their effort to become less reliant on Google's Android operating system. The phone will go on sale in Russia in the third quarter with plans to expand to other markets after that. Arm Holdings, whose chip designs are found in more than 90% of mobile phones, is gearing up for the wearable tech industry. According to the WSJ Digits blog, the UK-based firm is building a design center in Taiwan to develop chips for accessories like watches and glasses. Juniper Research forecasts that retail revenue from such wearable devices will hit $19 billion by 2018. That's up from $1.4 billion in 2013. The PC heavyweight Acer will debut its first smartwatch at Computex, the big hardware fair that gets underway Tuesday. It's called Liquid Leap. Acer will also launch five smartphones, ranging from a low-budget model to a more sophisticated handset that supports 4G networks. As we continue, car makers want to take advantage of your apps.
America was built by innovators and dreamers like you. To celebrate, LegalZoom dedicated this month to innovation by making it easy for you to file trademark or copyright applications, incorporate your business, or form an LLC. Call or visit LegalZoom.com. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. For a limited time, get a special price on trademark and copyright applications by using the referral code WSJ at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm.
Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference will open later today in San Francisco. Journal's tech team will be live blogging the event, slated to start at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. While the company has recently touted plans to enter new product categories, WWDC is typically focused on software upgrades and not hardware introductions. We expect to see iOS 8 for mobile devices introduced, along with OS X 10.10 for their personal computer line. There could be some talk of using your iPhone as a remote for a connected home as well. You can follow the latest news at WSJ.com/tech beginning later this morning. A wave of new cars hitting showrooms have dashboard electronics designed to make it a lot easier to access smartphone apps that can provide things like real-time traffic maps and weather reports on the road. The Journal's Neil Boudet says carmakers realize that we want to be able to use our apps while we're driving.
If you've got a really well-done infotainment system that connects with Google Android phones or Apple iPhones, that just makes your car more attractive to potential customers.
Boudet says Buick's IntelliLink system is one example of how car companies are making it easier for drivers to use smartphone apps like Pandora.
You hook up your phone with a cable, and then you press the button on the screen, and then you're listening to Pandora music on the go. You're controlling everything from the screen in your car and the buttons on your steering wheel.
Finally today, when it comes to watching video online, we love YouTube. A March survey by Endscreen Media that was charted by Statista found YouTube took up 48% of the time people spent watching online video. About 22% of their time was spent on Netflix, 8% went to some combination of the free Hulu and Hulu Plus service. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.